AM 1390 KRFO, we're getting a Minnesota Vikings report. Todd Walkingstick, our Vikings expert. And Todd, my goodness, that was fun on Sunday. What a big win for Minnesota on the road at New Orleans.
I'm still in shock. I got out of my bed this morning, had to check the internet to make sure I wasn't dreaming. It just didn't seem possible. I mean, all the years, letting all of it, not just me, but all of us fans down. I mean, most people, and including myself, I didn't really have much high expectations. I mean, I hope we could beat. But my goodness, the odds are all against us, and so to overcome the odds is just simply amazing.
You're probably not the only one who maybe had to think about that again or maybe double-check that they actually witnessed what they witnessed, a 26-20 overtime win at New Orleans. So what do you look at as the biggest key? Why did the Vikings win that game on Sunday?
Well, a lot of things, but to start out with the most is the defensive line pressure. You know, the little stunts Zimmer did with moving Emerson Griffin and Danielle Hunter inside, it really made the offensive line struggle to know who to block. And Breeze, I'd said in prior, if we're going to beat them, the defensive line has to be the key, because I didn't know if our secondary could hold up, but if those boys could get to him, he doesn't like getting pressure. Obviously nobody likes to get pressure, but he doesn't handle pressure well, and where we saw it.
Can you pick a team MVP? Is there one guy? And if not one guy, maybe a couple of guys. You've already indicated a couple of the defensive linemen. But in general, is there a team MVP from a game like that?
Well, for sure, like an Adam Thielen. I mean, I'm still shocked that we threw a ball in overtime. I just didn't expect us to throw it. I thought, you know, we run, set up for a field goal. Hope the defense holds them. We win by a field goal. But the throw, I don't know, was it a 43-yard pass?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, over his shoulder. In the bright lights, Thielen just was a hero yesterday. And then, I don't know, there's a lot of guys, but I thought, as bad as I've been on Xavier Rhodes all year, I thought he played all right yesterday. I thought he played well.
What is your reaction to some people questioning the possible offensive pass interference by Rudolph in the end zone on the winning touchdown?
Honestly, Roy, it happens. Every touchdown is fighting going on. I mean, I don't know if I want to be a Saints fan. I want to be a Saints fan anymore after 3 years of watching the horrifying. But, yeah, I definitely was there shoving, but both sides.
Okay.
You just can't blame Rudolph. But, you know, I don't think Rudolph even needed to push him, even if he did, just because he's so big, 6'8", and the guy that covered him was 6 foot. It's like keep away from a little boy. Just throw me the ball, and I'm going to keep it away and be mean. But, there was definitely some pushing both sides. But, I mean, I guess in the NFL – you see grabbing all over, even though they're supposed to call it. So I was just thankful that the NFL didn't review and say, you know, no touchdown. I didn't think they had a choice but to call it a touchdown.
And Kirk Cousins, of course, on the touchdown pass, and he also set that ball right into a spot where Thielen could catch it a couple of plays before to put him deep. How about how Kirk Cousins has really weathered a storm of his, people giving him grief over the big one, and now here he wins a big road playoff game. So you got to feel good for the guy.
Well, yeah, 2 weeks ago or whatever it was against the Packers, I think our offensive line looked as bad as I've ever seen it this year. And then yesterday, they had holes for Cook, and they had a great protection for Cousins. And he had the time to make the throws. He might have had to hurry a little bit, but at least he had some time to look at the receivers. And I don't know, and they applaud the offensive line for their contribution. I mean, obviously Cousins or nobody could have been successful with the boys up front.
Dalvin Cook ends up combined between receiving and running for over 100 yards, and he also made it into the end zone twice. So, Dalvin Cook, great to have him healthy again.
Oh, for sure. There were so many things going our way. The missed field goal by the New Orleans right at halftime, that was huge. I'm still mystified by, Sean Payton's play calling at the end of, I think, was it overtime or regulation? I can't remember. Chose not to use the timeout, but it took a 10-second runoff.
Mm-hmm.
But that was kind of strange. But there's a lot of things going the Vikings' way. And just normally in a playoff game, and it's our first historical win ever in overtime in playoffs, which is even nicer.
Maybe one more question comes to mind. What was your initial reaction before the reversal on what, at game speed, looked like it might have been a fumble by Cook, and New Orleans took it into the end zone on the replay? Of course, there's absolutely no doubt his knee was down, but as that play is going on, I mean, my jaw hit the floor thinking, how could that happen? Could you tell right away that he was down, or did you also have to wait a moment for the replay?
No, I thought game over. My heart just sunk. It's like, oh, no. But then when he reviewed it, obviously, I mean, his knee was down. But like you said, the game action, I thought, oh, no, you guys. I mean, Cook had been playing so well.
Yeah.
It was just a terrible turnover. It wasn't a turnover, but at first my heart just like, oh, no. Because, you know, 20-10 Vikings, he just had this eerie feeling something was bad going to happen. And, yep, it was coming. But thank God we stormed withstood the storm.
Yeah, so no touchdown there for New Orleans. The Vikings get a big turnover, whether it was right before or right after that, you know, a little bit after that as far as forcing a turnover. This was all the end of regulation, of course, and then Minnesota ends up winning in overtime 26-20. Got to turn the page now, Todd, to San Francisco. The Vikings will play there Saturday afternoon at 3:30. So what do you think about that ball game? How can the Vikings go in there and win?
I really think I like our defensive chances. Garoppolo's his first playoff game ever. I know it's a road game, but I think our defense will be up to the task. I'm more concerned about the offense. I really think the 49ers got a pretty solid defense, but we'll see. I mean, again, nobody gave us a chance, including I was sitting, you know, honestly, I was kind of doubtful we were going to win. I felt so bad because I'm such a big fan, but the odds are so against us. Like, I just got to not get my hopes up and just watch the game. And this Saturday, the 49ers definitely a winnable game. Wouldn't it be something if, again, it's, you have to win it, but Packers and Vikings for the NFC Championship, wouldn't that be something? But I guess I'll worry about the 49er game first before I worry about it. Yeah, it's going to be definitely a tough game. I don't see a high scoring. I really, 17-14, 13-10. I think it's going to be a real defensive battle by both sides, and I think, you know, depends on the weather, too, of course, being it's a grass stadium. We'll see, but I'm... FPS, I'm pretty optimistic that we can play with these guys. And so, again, we'll see. Yeah, thing. And again, one more point. The game yesterday with a Thielen fumble to start the game. And the Saints getting a field goal. That's the great way to start a game. So on that note, I'll close and say thank you for letting me call in. I enjoy talking Vikings with you and everything else.
All right, Todd Walking Stick with me here on AM 1390 KRFO.